I'm Sarah Nadler, award-winning author and founder of the B Movement, a group coaching program for small business owners like you who are looking for answers to life, love, and business. I spent 10 years as a traveling minister, seeing the world and meeting people from all walks of life, from the poorest streets of Mexico to the advertising world of Los Angeles. The B Movement podcast is just one of the ways I get to share with you all that I've learned on this journey of life. Thanks for being here, and if you like my content, please subscribe and check out my website at thebmovement.net. Hey guys, Sarah Nicole Nadler here, your host, and welcome back to our show. This month's theme is around business management, and particularly financial business management. Now, I'm not a financial advisor, but I am a business coach, and I definitely have some great tips for you this week on money management for your business if you're an entrepreneur or service-based business owner. So without further ado, we'll just dive right into money management tip number one, and this is to treat your spending in your business as an investment. When you first start in the entrepreneurial world, and even if you've been your own boss for a while now, one of the hardest concepts I find for most business owners to grasp is getting used to the difference between household financial planning and money management for a business. See, most of us are used to the consumption model of financial planning, right? You make money, whether as an entrepreneur or as an employee, you make money for your household, and then you go buy things that are meant to be consumed and replaced, like food, clothes, etc. In business, whereas every penny we spend needs to buy back more money. It's kind of a weird idea at first, right? But that's how you grow your business, by wisely investing back into the business in such a way that every dollar has a return on investment of 2 or 3 or 10 times what you spent to get it. Believe it or not, this even applies to investing in things like self-care and vacations. If done too much, it actually defeats the point. But if you do it correctly, the point of the vacation, the point of investing your time and your money into that is to buy back the productivity as the person who went on vacation. In other words, we're going to allow that person the time and the space they need to refuel mentally, spiritually, physically, so they can come back and either work harder or work smarter in the business. Now, this cash generation model of money management takes a little getting used to for most entrepreneurs. But if you keep accurate records and you watch your dashboard, like I talk about inside Biz Analytics 101, and you really carefully watch those two to ensure that what areas of the business that you're producing the revenue, actually you're tracking and mapping where that revenue is coming from, which area of the business is doing the best and which areas are not, and quickly changing the ones that aren't and quickly reinforcing the ones that are, you can actually start to get the hang of this attitude of cash generation money management, because you're only going to be spending or investing your money into those areas of the business that are doing well. And of course, if they're not doing well, you're going to invest time or funds into changing it, not just carry on paying for something that's not working, right? So that's number one. Management tip number two for business owners or entrepreneurs is really be diligent with your record keeping. A lot of us hate the data entry, right? We hate having to keep track of receipts and, you know, make sure you pay that bill. And nobody's favorite day of the week is when I pay my bills, right? But as one of my favorite accountant friends said, garbage in gives you garbage out. In other words, if you don't do a good job of record keeping, the data you're going to get out of your records is going to be useless to you. And here's the truth. You can't make smart business decisions if you have no hard data. When you're trying to operate purely on perception of what's going on, a lot of garbage, internal garbage or external garbage, can get in the way, right? Employees tell you what's going on and they may not have all the data. And so they're going to make wrong or erroneous statements of what's happening. Or your own depression and anxiety and inner dialogue can get in the way of making a smart business decision. Whereas if we really focus just on getting super organized, so your receipts and your bills and your revenue are being tracked properly, both in your bookkeeping software, but also, or spreadsheet, if you're a spreadsheet person, that's fine. Ben loves spreadsheets. But also in your dashboard, so you can see visually in an instant where the money's coming from and, of course, where it went. And when that's done correctly, that record keeping and actually having a dashboard for your business, when that's done well, that allows you to do tip number 3. Now, for those of you who are not already students inside my coaching program, I want to pause here for a second because I keep using the term dashboard. Let's define a dashboard. A dashboard in a business is where you keep your KPIs, your key performance indicators, also known as metrics or statistics. But a dashboard specifically, rather than keeping them in a spreadsheet or some other list, we actually keep them graphically. So you're giving yourself a visual of what your business is doing. And it's a bit like as a doctor, this is sort of the place you would go to diagnose what's wrong with the patient, right? It tells you the heartbeat and how much breath and how much oxygen is being taken in and things of that nature. So as a business owner, a dashboard really gives you a visual of what's going on in the business and allows you to do a lot more in terms of making smart business decisions than if you just had your stuff in a, you know, in a spreadsheet or something of that nature. And you can learn all about how to create a dashboard inside my free mini course called Biz Analytics 101, which you can find on my website, sarahnicolenadler.com. All right, now let's move on to money management tip number 3, doing income planning correctly each month. Now, when I first start working with an entrepreneur or business owner, one of the first things we cover is the CEO skills that you need to manage your business. There are actually 25 different skill sets a CEO or a business owner needs, and most entrepreneurs struggle because they don't have all 25. This is, of course, why being a lifelong learner is so important, and it's also one of the reasons why I created the Be Movement show, because there's so many things you're supposed to be. Someone's got to give you some tips on how to accomplish all of that. But this also means most entrepreneurs don't know how to income plan. Income planning is very simple. It consists of 3 things. 1, strategic spending of your revenue to generate more revenue, just like we talked about in tip number 1, right? B, income planning also consists of mapping income sources. So looking into your business and going, all right, I made $10,000 last month. Where did that $10,000 come from? Right? What services were sold? What's the demographic of the customers who came in or the clients, right? And really mapping out where that income came from so you can reinforce those channels, right? If you're familiar with my demonstration of what organization should look like in a business, how you organize a business to really make it produce efficiently, you know that we need channels where something can flow, and we need terminals. A terminal is something or someone who can send, receive, and relay communication. So a receptionist would be a terminal, right? Because she can send, receive, and relay communication, but a computer could also be a terminal. So when we're mapping income sources, what we're trying to do is figure out where did that income come from so we can strengthen the terminals, right? Giving the staff more training or buying a better computer, you know, whatever that means. Or we can also strengthen the channels, meaning, you know, what channel is the communication coming in on? Are your orders all coming over email? Maybe we need to invest in a better email system. So in order to do good financial planning for a business or money management for a business, we need to be able to map out where the income is coming from. And then lastly, income planning consists of marketing and promotion to attract more customers or clients and create want for the services that business provides. So if you don't have a marketing calendar for your business where you're planning out the kind of promotion that you're going to do in the future, you know, upcoming month or really for the whole quarter of a year, then again, you're missing a vital part of income planning. And that's probably a major reason, or at least a factor in why you're not making the kind of money you want to be making. So by keeping track of where your money goes and then assessing each month which of those areas brought in the best ROI for the business, you can continue to make smarter and smarter business decisions, leading to better productivity without having to work harder and harder to get it. And when you combine that with professional marketing strategies that really attract and generate interest and want for your services, and you're selling them with a consistent sales strategy, you build up a sort of machine that just can't help but generate more and more wealth for your business. And of course, that means more wealth for you too. So I have a very special surprise for you guys this week. I kind of bumped heads with Ben over this one and out spilled a great money management worksheet for business owners. So if you head on over to the show notes, sarahnicolenadler.com/the Bee Movement Show. I'm sorry, that's not right. sarahnicolenadler.com/show and jump into the show notes for this particular episode. You will find the Money Management for Business worksheet. All right, I look forward to seeing you guys next week. And don't forget to hit subscribe and share your feedback and what you thought. All right, we love hearing from you guys. Have a great week.